Power 94, that be JTT. It's the homie Big Tool, and you have entered the chat. Right now, we have Nick with the stats with an exclusive End of the Chat interview. This interview was previously recorded before the Friday night playoff game.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the stats, and you've entered the chat with me and head coach of Central High School football team, Coach Franklin Carter. Coach, you're on a four-game winning streak headed into the playoffs. What's the confidence like in the locker room and for you headed into this weekend?
Well, in the locker room, the confidence, I think it's higher than it's been all year. Obviously, riding a four-game win streak is a good thing, and it gives us a sense of accomplishment and some confidence. As far as coaching goes, it's every game's important, and every game's not to be overlooked. So, you know, it's good to have those four games in a row for us, but we know at any point that if we don't do what we're supposed to, that four game win streak could end it. And at this point in the season, it ends more than just a win streak. It ends the season.
Yeah, it definitely does. And you don't want that to happen at all, because I want to see y'all make it to the state championship and play in that game especially. But the last time going to the playoffs was in 2022, in that season, right, where the team had a tough road game against Upperman in round one. Uh-huh. This year, you earned home field advantage. How has this year been different from a coaching perspective to get to this point?
In any year, you're happy to get there just to be there and have a chance. But it is a little bit more. It puts you at ease a little bit more, knowing that you're playing at home. Your routine, your schedule doesn't have to change as much as you do when you have to travel. So it's a big thing there as far as the kids being in their familiarity of the day. So that kind of helps out big being at home. But yeah, 2022, we went up and played a tough Upperman team. I think they had won the state the year before. So that was a rough pull for us, but it's worked out a little bit better for us this year.
I would say so. I mean, they're 10-0 this year too, Upperman is, and you don't have to face them, thank goodness, because I wouldn't want to face them either. But you've got Watertown first round. They have a losing record, but you don't want to let that really dictate how you influence the game. Do you approach it differently? How has practice looked this week headed into the game?
We're going to approach it every week's been the same for us through 10 weeks. I told our kids, I said, listen, this is our practice schedule. We're going to be out at this time every single day. Tell your parents to be here. So the kids know that we only have so long to go, and they have to get out there and get that job done. As far as Watertown goes, their record does show at 3-7, but those seven losses are mainly to teams that are 6-4 or better. So they've got some players, and they have the ability to score points on the board. So they throw the ball around an awful lot, and you know, if we're not in coverage where we're supposed to be, it could be a good game. I mean, the 3-7 is going to be kind of a tricky looking, you know, record when you see it on paper.
What does the health of your team look like headed into the playoffs? I know you've had a long season, maybe have some dings and some bruises. What's the health like right now?
Right now, we're sitting pretty good. We did lose, I think it was week four, maybe for the week of Tyner. We played, we lost our starting Coleman H back, a little up back. He's got a foot issue, but he's been out all season. We've replaced him with another kid, and it's worked out well. But other than that, each week we've gotten away pretty good. I got one slot receiver has a tweaked little hamstring, but he's been going all week and played last week on it. So hopefully we'll rest him a little bit. But we're pretty healthy right now.
Would you say that this draw in the playoffs is what you hoped for as a head coach when you were headed into the playoffs?
It really worked out well for us being matched up the way the state's redone the playoff system there, and now we don't have to match up with the Northeast Tennessee area. So, you know, we win if we get past round one, and you know, we're matching up with that region across the mountain here with Sequatchie and Grundy and Watertown. So it's a better matchup for us, and it was a really good pull for us. You know, if we get out of round one, we're playing somewhat, you know, local here with a good Sequatchie team or a McMinn Central team that we had to play real well to get by. But we got to get by Watertown first, and that's always main focus there, first game.
Definitely. You got that first game, that first round, and then you got teams that you kind of know already, so that, like you said, really helps that you don't have to go all the way up to the top of the state and play somebody that you haven't really seen before, don't know much about.
Yeah, the 22, you know, we went up there to the Upperman area, and I think 2018 was maybe the last time before that we made it, and we got out of round one and went up Northeast and had to play the Junior College of Greenville. So it was rough.
Yeah, I mean, that ultimately is rough. I mean, you don't know much of the team. You get the scouting and you get the film, and you get what you get from the film, but if you've played them before, like you said, you have have McMinn Central as a possible team that you could play second round. You've played them already, so that's something that really benefits the teams. And I think personally, I like that as well, that that's how it is shaping up.
I agree. But yeah, we're happy to be there. And like I told the kids, week one and two of the season, let's just take it one game at a time and just get us in the playoffs. We'll never know what happens if we don't make it. So definitely. Now we're there. We'll see what happens.
One game at a time for sure, Coach. I appreciate you taking the time. Good luck this Friday.
I appreciate you. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Power 94 WJTT. This is Big Tool again. This was Nick with the Stats with an exclusive End of the Chat interview that was previously recorded before Friday night's playoff game.